Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mechia. We're a couple weeks now, a few weeks into this new series, New Home, Who Dis? It's kind of celebrating the new year, you know, a new home, new who dis? So stop it, John. I've got a great guest in the studio with me this weekend, known by many, friend to everybody, John Devine. Hey, welcome back to the show, actually.
Yes, man. Thanks for having me back.
You know, let's go back in time a little bit. Last year, we had you on the show because last year, you and Kelly became a homeowner.
Yes.
And y'all, one of my favorite transformation stories. And what I mean by that is, well, first of all, y'all is a weird word. It was born out of the South. I'm just kidding. I'm not going there. No. What I mean by that is a story of transformation is where somebody was once paying a landlord to have permission to stay in a property for about 30 days at a time. And then they became their own landlord. They said, you know what? I've had enough of this and I've worked hard. I've saved hard and I've shopped hard. And you know what? Now the living's easy, right? Because now you're your own. So you and Kelly bought a wonderful home in Kalispell, and that home keeps your family warm right now through the summer or through the winter and into the summer. You guys are close to all kinds of recreation. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And for those of you who want to jump into that story of inspiration, go back in time at kjjr.com. Find our old show. We were talking about becoming a homeowner in 2022, right? So that was awesome. That being said, though, before I get to where I want to take the conversation today, John, let me thank my great sponsors. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So, John, you guys bought the home, and then through the lens of social media, Zena and I were able to watch. By the way, Zena was your realtor, so
yes.
Kudos to her.
Big kudos. She found exactly what I wanted.
That's perfect. So we watched through the lens of social media as you began to decorate this home. And I got to be honest, you guys blew me away with how well, it must have been Kelly, how well you made
this. She's the designer.
You made this look like you. All of your furnishings, all of your lighting, all of the style of the home is just speaks John and Kelly.
Thank you.
And the reason I wanted you on the show, because while we wouldn't say this was exactly a remodel, it is a new home.
Yep.
And you brought in new approaches or new touches, even down to the light switch covers.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and if I recall, when we were shopping prior last year and even had you on the show, you admitted that for much of your life, you struggled to really have a sense of ownership over anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Traveled light, bought light, owned light. Just cheap. I knew it wasn't where I was going, so it wasn't worth spending a bunch of money on.
So if there was a world record for, you know, the cheapest way to find something or do something, you probably hold it.
But yeah. Honestly, Kelly, it blows her away to this day how frugal I am or how I can get somebody else to pay for something. You don't have to spend your money.
Right. So talk to me about furnishing the home. I mean, because sometimes these items have big sticker prices. Like a king size bed could be anywhere from $1,000 to even $5,000.
Yep.
So for you got one at a fraction of that price.
Yeah. So I slept on a king size bed for most of my adult life, and I bought it from a furniture sale after they had done a show home. But the king size bed I sleep on now, the Tempur-Pedic, I negotiated that in the sale of the house. So I got their bed, their couch, a dresser. I think that's it. Mm-hmm. I got three big pieces that I knew were going to cost, negotiated those in the sale.
What I like about that is it didn't take a whole lot of effort to move those.
No.
Yeah. That's the easiest moving day ever.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. Like snap your fingers. Oh, we're done. Mm-hmm. Look, let's go to bed.
Yep.
So step one, consider negotiating the current furnishings. It makes your job easier and it actually allows you to grab it at a fraction of the price.
Yeah. If you like it.
If you like it. Yeah.
And I knew I liked their bed and I knew I liked their couch. So I at least wanted those. And we said, give us everything.
Yeah.
And it turned into a negotiation, but offer. And then B, you just got to set a budget. I think people's problem is they're like, I need to go shopping for furniture. And then they go shopping probably with a credit card.
Right.
And then at the end, they're like, how did I spend $35,000?
Right.
If you start with a number and subtract as you go, you start becoming very specific about what you're willing to spend.
The danger of shopping with the credit card is that sometimes you get into the department store or the furniture store and then they hit you with that deal. Like you got all that stuff at the checkout line and like, look, you can save 10% or 20% if you get our credit card today.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then bam, first of all, mistake number one that you can do if you're in escrow, right? Sometimes I've had buyers say, oh my gosh, I'm getting this great new home. Let's go buy some furniture and then have it delivered right after we close on the property. And then they get the department store credit card. Yikes. Yep. That could actually turn you from qualified to no longer qualified, therefore no longer buying the home. Oh, look, you have all this nice furniture with no address to deliver to.
Yep.
Sorry. So listen to your lender, listen to your realtor when they say, do not touch your credit until we're done, until we close this process.
Mm-hmm.
So John, talk to me a little bit. Oh, you know what? We've got to take a quick break. However, when we get back, I'd like to break it down a little bit further because if I recall, you were a power purchaser. You leveraged your VA benefit.
Yep.
And so you're able to capitalize on keeping a lot of your cash, if not all of it.
All of it.
Yeah. And then therefore that allowed that budget for furnishings to be set pretty easily. Let's talk about that when we come back, okay?
Let's go.
This is the Flat at Home Show. In the studio with me, John Devine with Divinity Group. Yet we're talking about how he and Kelly have turned that house into their brand new home. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
Hi, this is Dory from All About You Wellness and Aesthetics. If feeling better and becoming more active are your goals this year, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics can help. We address fatigue, brain fog, low libido, cold intolerance, and more. Help get the energy you need to be more active. Call us at 406-607-7759 or visit us at 907 South Main, across from the courthouse. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics.com.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. How's your weekend, friends? I'm curious because I have an opinion, Black Tail or Big Mountain. I want to know what yours is. Find us on Facebook, The Flat at Home Show. Click on any one of our shows there and throw us a comment. I want to hear. Let's start a poll. Blacktail, Big Mountain. What about you, John? You have a dog in that fight?
Depends on the day.
Some days
are better to be on Big Mountain. Some days are better to be on Blacktail.
Yeah, man, that's what everybody says.
You know?
Okay.
You got powder day on day one because they're closed for a certain amount of days.
Yep.
You got busy weekends up on Big Mountain.
Yeah.
The benefit is we could be at both in about 45 minutes.
Isn't that true?
So
that's what we've been talking about on the show is like, well, you know, it's kind of cool though. We live right in between both of them.
Flip a coin.
That's right. It's Blacktail today. It's Big Mountain tomorrow. That's awesome.
Go.
Cool for you, man. Awesome. All right. So listen, John, just to recap, you bought a home last year.
Yep.
And you and your stunning wife have done some amazing things to this home. Just bring it to life. It speaks you. It's very modern. It's very sharp. Debonair,
yeah,
right?
Thank you.
it's killer. I mean, down to the light switches, you put on the Edison bulbs throughout all the light fixtures. That's, by the way, that was a cool little hack. Like one of the greatest ways to update your lighting fixture, or at least just change it, giving it a fresh look, is just change the light bulbs.
Yep.
Give you that style. They have a warm glow. It's rather welcoming.
They're beautiful to look at.
Yeah. What do the kids think?
They were super overwhelmed.
Yeah.
We went from a $900 a month apartment on the west side of town.
Yeah.
You know, dingy, old, enough space. That's why we live there. You know, furniture bought from garage sales and estate sales, mix match, stained from when they were little babies.
Sure.
To
now.
The complete opposite.
Yeah.
Overnight. And they were down with their dad when we were moving in.
Okay.
So they like literally left the apartment and they knew the house, they'd been in it, but then they came back and it was just like,
to this big surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
That's awesome. John, you have a business in town and you and Kelly run this very well. In fact, I'm a big fan of your tagline.
Thank you.
Healthy, wealthy people.
Yes, sir.
What I love about this is that it's not just letters or words on a wall. It's actually a mantra and it's a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's how we got intersected.
Was
talking about wealth debate. Yeah.
Yep.
And which led to even a health debate and it just led to a great friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And so today though, I get to watch you live out that tagline in the manner of which you do so with your business, Divinity Group.
Yep.
And that's what you, tell me just in a 30-second pitch, what do you do there?
So Divinity Group, we basically funnel tax-free cash into your bank account in the event of a medical emergency. So
okay.
You're stuck in the hospital, you're out of work, you need cash to pay all your bills, we put that cash in your account. And if you never need to use it, you get all your money back.
Right. And as I understand, because I've walked through this with you before, you've got a lot of levers you can pull on.
Yep.
Like you've got plans for this and plans for that. So you can take a customized approach to this. This is not a one size fits all kind of thing.
A la carte.
Yeah, that's right. So you really benefit by having a sit down one-on-one with somebody.
Yes, sir.
Get to understand their lifestyle, both in a health manner and then a wealth manner.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now let's go back to the home. So you decorated this home and you bought the home leveraging your veteran benefit. First of all, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad that we could thank you through the power of the VA loan.
Same, man. That's a big deal.
So if I'm not mistaken, Zach helped you out with that.
Yes.
And
Black Diamond.
Knocked it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
And you bought your home zero down.
Yep.
And so then, therefore, you had some cash to then decorate the home.
Yep.
Okay, so step number one. Powerful loan equals great savings equals budget.
Yes.
So talk to me about the budget. You and Kelly said, we're going to decorate this home. Let's set a budget.
Yeah. So I'm a numbers guy, so I have to look at everything from 30,000 feet. And when I was signing, we made $15,000 in equity at signing. So not only did I not have to spend anything to get the house, I made $15,000.
Right.
And I already had a bed and a couch, and I knew those were going to be the big dollar budget items.
Right.
And so I was like, cool. We made 15, we'll budget 15. And we had the cash in the bank.
Right.
And so we just started with that number of 15,000, and we started with big items like the girls' bunk beds in their rooms.
Okay.
And some other big things like that. And then we worked our way down to silverware, light covers, stuff like that.
Right. So did you stay on track with your budget?
So We went over by like $900. And then as I've been sitting here thinking, we painted two walls black because the whole house is black and white, but everything on the inside was white. So we brought some black into the inside and we spent $500 on that. So I think we ended up 16.4. So $1,400 over budget.
Not bad.
No,
not bad. It's funny. Last week I was talking about budgeting for remodels, and my wife and I came up with a law or a rule of 2X. Like if you estimate 5, call it 10. And the reason why I shared that was because it may not be 10. However, it's better if you say it's going to be 5 and it end up being 7,500, then you're $2,500 upset.
Yep.
Whereas if it's and ends up being 7,500 and you said it was 10, now you're $2,500 happy.
Yep.
I'd rather be $2,500 happy. So I overestimate. I do the rule of 2X.
I like that.
However, in that case, if I had 15, I would have said 30 and I came in at 16.4, I'd be very happy.
Very happy.
I love that you go black and white because that's the colors of your logo as well.
It's the big deal is Kelly and I have the same taste.
Yeah.
My business is black, white, and gold. Our home is black, white, and gold. All of our tattoos are black and white. We don't have any color in them.
Got it.
So we just have similar tastes. So when we were shopping, I would grab something and be like, oh, and she'd be like, yep. And she would grab something and be like, and I'd be like, yep. And so it was easy.
I like this and I like this.
It's a perfect image of you guys. Well, we're out of time, John. However, for those of us who are interested to jump in your podcast, how do we find you?
Yeah. If you look up healthy, wealthy, people on any platform, you can find the Healthy Wealthy People podcast. And you can find me at John Devine Inc. No H, JONDEVINEINC on all platforms.
Very, very cool. Well, thanks for hanging out with us this weekend. This is the Flat at Home Show. We've been talking about new home, who dis. And if you've done a remodel or a refresh of your home, I want to hear from you. Find the Flat at Home Show on Facebook at the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metchev. Hey friends, have fun, be safe, be well. And of course, as always, hey Flathead.
Welcome home.